today. If you are watching on the Bunker Cam, you already know that. If you're not, get to the Bunker Cam now. Because what I'm going to tell you today is the most important thing I can tell you in this entire book of Revelation. Because I do not want us to be disposed above what is written. I want to read you a passage from 1 Corinthians 4:6. I'm not even introducing myself today because I'm kind of upset. I want to make something clear to you right off the bat. Paul's talking about himself and Apollos as teachers. And he says that I want you to be learning, he says to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4:6, not to be disposed above what is written. Why? That you may not be puffed up one over the other one, against one another. Because there are so many things being said about the book of Revelation that is not written. And as I told you Monday, we are going to look at some of these things just to consider them in the briefest possible manner. We're not going to be diverted into controversies extensively so that we forget that the most important thing, the most important thing about this book is that it is an unveiling of Jesus Christ. And what I'm telling you about the structure of the book, that there's an order to this revelation, that Jesus Christ is revealing himself as prophet, king, and priest. This technicality of the marvelous, intricate, internal working of God's word is far more spiritual. It's far more advanced than anything you are going to hear on the sensational front of revelation, of hypotheses and suppositions and sensationalism. A lot of people are coming to this show expecting to find sensationalism. And I'm going to resist that because I do not want us to be disposed above what is written. And on the book of Revelation, there is far too much that is spoken of on the internet that is sensational. What I'm telling you concerning the structure of the book, it's not sexy. And for many of you, it's not even desired. But I want us to lift our perspective because what we are looking into, although it seems unspiritual by the soulish human, the human who wants his or her senses tickled and touched, thrilled, there is nothing more thrilling to the mature man and woman of Christ than to elaborate upon the glories of Christ and to tell you that this entire unveiling is just that. It's the unveiling of a person. I talked about this in one of the introductory videos. The title of the book is not Revelation. It's the unveiling of Jesus Christ. For millennia, his person has been obscured. His person has been really obliterated. Who he is has been replaced by a pop icon, by a cartoon, by a man with beautiful flowing hair who's a wimp, who's a sissy, and who loves in the manner of humans. But if we look at the unveiling and we look at what's important to him, what God sent him to do, then we will forget about ourselves. The book of Revelation is not about you. It's not about me. It's not about humanity getting its ass kicked. It's not about 10 kings. It's not about earthquakes. It's not about bulls, thunders, seals. It's about the Son of God who has been obscured and hidden for so many years, misunderstood, misapprehended, lied about in churches that put his name on the front of the church, that finally he is going to get the glory that he deserves, that was his from the beginning, that nobody knows. Who knows these things? Christ is not his last name, as I told you the other day. Maybe it was yesterday. It's his office. It's what he does. Christ means anointed. Messiah is the Hebrew way to say Christ, and it means anointed. There were three classes of individuals in Scripture who were anointed. The reason I'm wearing these nerd glasses and my nerd shirt is because I am going to, for the most part, 99.9%, I am going to not be disposed above what is written in this scroll. And we are going to learn about the structure of Revelation. We are going to learn the nuts and bolts of it. We're going to analyze words. And what you find unfolded here in the book as God wrote it, because I'm going to be looking at good translations. I'm not going to be relying on faulty English translations. What we're going to learn here is far more spiritual than UFOs or cloning or conspiracies or the Illuminati, even the Islam religion, whatever. We are going to find out about Jesus Christ. And if you stay with this, you are going to learn things you never knew before. If you stay with a methodical, a scholarly unfolding of this scroll, even though it doesn't appear to be sensational, this is the most sensational thing you can be connected to right now. Three classes of people were anointed. There's a special oil God provided for the anointing of three classes: prophets, kings, and priests. Nobody else got the anointing oil put on their head. There was a special formula God developed, if you will, in his celestial laboratory: olive oil, myrrh, cinnamon, aromatic cane, and cassia. You mix all this together in the pestle, like the druggists use. You make an oil and you anoint. It means that you have been chosen for a task. I want to read you a passage from Luke. Luke chapter 4, starting with verse 18. This was our Lord in his humiliation. This is why I'm so excited about the unveiling, because finally, the one who came in humility, the one who came as a poor Nazarene, this one is about to be unveiled in his true character, because when he came to earth, he took the form of a slave. He wasn't a slave in actuality. That's what it means in Philippians chapter 3, or is it chapter 2? He took the form of a slave. A form is not essence. Hear this. Form is not essence. Form is form. He was not really a slave. He was the Son of God. And yet he humbled himself to take the form of human flesh. Chapter 4 of Luke, verse 18. Compare this with the one who's about to be unveiled in glory as the white horseman, as the owner of everything, as the one who's finally going to take rightful ownership of everything he has, which is everything. And he has the authority to do it, but he is not yet exercising the power. And we're going to see this with David too. David was anointed king when he was a kid, but he didn't take the throne until later in his life. But God knew who he was. And you are anointed. You have been chosen beforehand, before the disruption of the world, to be conformed to the image of God's Son. And yet, what are you now? You're as hidden as He is. And yet, the day is coming soon when He will be unveiled, and you will be unveiled as well, in glory. I'm going to save this for tomorrow, for Thursday. Luke chapter 4. We're going to see Christ in His humiliation, and we're going to see Him unveiled in His glory. The title of this book is not Revelation. It's the unveiling of Jesus Christ. That's the very first sentence the Apostle John wrote on the island of Patmos. The unveiling of Jesus Christ. And I want you to fall in love with that. I want you to fall in love with the fact that this book is not about you. It's not even about Israel. It's not even about the trials that are coming on the earth. It's about a person. It's about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who finally is going to get the glory for the eons that He deserves.